quick midnight caller, joined by Si Hughes from The Athletic, to talk about a couple of pieces he's written this week. A lovely romantic thing with amateur football shaping Jamie Carragher, but we've got to talk about the cold hard cash first, Si. The reality of the Premier League season having to finish, and one of the reasons why I've been really, really sanguine about the fact that it is going to finish, is that if it doesn't, the Premier League owe a lot of companies, not just Sky and not just BT, but a lot of companies all around the world, an awful lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's been in the back of my mind for a long time. I think initially when, obviously, the decision was taken to stop the league, there were quite a few people who were sort of shooting from the hip a little bit in terms of what they thought about the way forward. I think the Premier League sort of, I think they've got to get a little bit of credit here, actually, because I know it's tempting to sort of always slate the Premier League for what they do, and I know that there was demands that they should have made decisions a bit earlier about this, but it is an unprecedented period, as we know. And I think if the Premier League had made a decision about suspending the league earlier than other leagues, so they would have risked looking after their own interests, really, I think. And there's, from what I've been told, there's been like a lot of communication between the Premier League, the Football League, and then into the non-league as well. So it seems on the upside that there is communication and there's an understanding of how this decision about whether to carry on with the league or whether to just cancel it. I mean, cancelling it has never been on the agenda at all, really, in any of the discussions, because all the clubs really know, the majority of the clubs really know. The footballs, I don't want to sound too dramatic about this, but football as we know it, if they were to cancel the league, could change dramatically. There'd be a lot of clubs that would suffer, including some in the Premier League. I mean, I've spoken to a few people at different clubs, directors, and they're concerned about the existence of their own clubs in the Premier League, which I know there's a perception that, you know, that there's the leagues are awash with money, which it is to some extent, but it's reliant on participation. So if the games aren't being played and the games aren't being shown on TV, there's going to be a lot of clubs missing out on a lot of money.